think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batson with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. I recommend the website. Just sign up and it will come to you. And right now there is a question asked, is Poland back? You will recall that Poland's gone through 8 years of a controversial and fractious environment, political environment. That party was defeated, and Mr. Tusk is back, Donald Tusk, who has wide experience leading Poland. The question Judy Dempsey asks her correspondents, is Poland back? And carefully, everyone has a mixed answer. The question turns on several points of view about back domestically, back internationally. Judy, what is the Weimar Triangle and what is the significance? It's mentioned often in your correspondence.
Ah, you've caught me on this because I maybe should have explained it in one sentence in one of the answers. The Weimar Triangle was set up after 1990 when Poland came out of communism and moved towards democracy. And it was a move by Paris and Bonn, actually Bonn rather than Berlin, because the government was still in Bonn, the German government, the French government, and the Polish government to work together and create reconciliation, create cooperation, and try to overcome what happened during the Second World War. And essentially, it was about bringing Poland back into the fold and not and trying to let it inform the Franco-German relationship and have this special triangle that would bring in a major former communist country like Poland to push Europe forward based on cooperation and understanding and sharing ideas.
The challenge for me is to understand how Poland is regarded by Berlin. That's a profound relationship, and it was broken in the 20th century. Warsaw and Berlin, do they have common conversations? Is there tension there, or is Mr. Tusk welcome back in the chambers in Berlin?
First of all, Donald Tusk is definitely welcome back in Germany. There's no doubt about this, because the previous government led by the Conservative Law and Justice were so anti-German and quite anti-EU as well, anti-Brussels and anti-German, because they believed that Germany dominated Brussels, and also Germany never paid its dues for what happened during the Second World War, and that Polish government demanded enormous compensation of over €1 billion for property and other issues destroyed during the Second World War. And now there's it was a poisonous atmosphere, absolutely poisonous. And now Donald Tusk is trying to repair the relations between Berlin and Warsaw. It's not going to be easy, because Tusk has a three-party coalition, and one of them made up of farmers, and the others are a mixture of liberals and conservatives, and his own liberal party. So they have to sort of be very, very careful. And the bottom line is that Tusk has inherited a deeply polarized country. And those who believe that the conservative nationalists were right and they were on the right path of being anti-German, anti-Brussels, regained their sovereignty. And the other wing, young people, civil society, liberals, intelligentsia, that no, we're part of the EU and, you know, let's get back and make a difference inside the EU. So Tusk has enormous problems and challenges in actually making this government have an enormous impact and unifying the country. That's the key thing for him.
One response made me laugh, Judy, and that's worth featuring here. Magdalena Gora, associate professor at Krakow, pointed to a response in a meeting by the defense minister of Poland, Sikorski. And we reward a good sense of humor, mocking Russia for its defeats over several centuries, and how the good news about the defeat that is imminent, said Mr. Sikorski, is that following all the defeats, including Afghanistan, there is reform. Is there weight to that mockery? Does that have resonance in Germany, that Russia is a country that loses wars far more than it wins them?
Well, you could turn the question on its head and say, doesn't Germany lose a lot of wars as well? But what Radek Sikorski, who's the foreign minister of Poland, and he was a former foreign minister in the past as well, what he was getting at was the kind of propaganda and non-truths that his Russian counterpart was stating at the United Nations. There's a situation, a historical situation. I may be wrong on this. I don't think Hungary has ever won a war. Poland has been divided, united, taken over, plundered, invaded. Russia actually survived Stalingrad. And I think Sikorski may be on quite fragile ground, because actually, with the help of the Allies, Russia, after the Second World War, became one of the beneficiaries of victors of the Second World War. So there are victors and losers in every war. But I see where Sikorski was trying to make the point that Russia has lost Poland.
What makes me smile, Judy, is that it's the same old Europe. Pick your century. The squabbling continues. Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. And why Europe matters is because that's where America came from. The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace of Strategic Europe is easy to obtain. Just sign up and it will come to you with all these witty remarks. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.